Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode, another prayer. As we look at and continue our apologetic series of praising God in prayer and knowing how to defend our faiths and the truths of the Bible, this week we're looking at scientific foreknowledge found in the Bible. And when it comes to scientific foreknowledge, it means that God knew something and put it in His Word well before man ever figured it out. The reason scientifically for those things. And so God showing His wisdom. We see it here in Genesis chapter 17 and verse number 12, where God says, "He who is 8 days old among you shall be circumcised, every male child in your generations." And then later on in Leviticus chapter 12 and verse number 3 in the law of Moses, "And on the eighth day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised." Well, the question comes, why the eighth day? Is it some arbitrary number? No. God knew as the creator of mankind that on the eighth day, the levels of vitamin K and prothrombin, which are blood clotting proteins, they rise over 100% more than the daily amount. And it's the highest peak they will reach in all of their lifetime, naturally. And so God knew that on this day, it would be best to perform such a surgery where the blood clotting would be at its height. And so would you pray with me in praise to God for his foreknowledge of knowing that circumcision should be on the eighth day. Father in heaven, we thank you for your foreknowledge, how we can see that in the Bible as a proof that it is truly yours. It's truly an inspired book of yours, and the only one that is inspired. And Father, we thank you for the foreknowledge that circumcision would be the best on the eighth day because of the scientific processes we know that you created. And so not only does that show your design, but it shows your foreknowledge, your wisdom, and we thank you for that. We pray that everyone would look to the Bible and examine it and truly see that it has foreknowledge that mankind didn't figure out for a long time and should have listened to you all along. Father, we pray that we would point others to see your foreknowledge within the Bible and to help them look at the Bible either on their own or to study with them, and that we would study with them with patience and kindness, helping them to know the truth. Father, we thank you for your almighty wisdom, and we pray that we would pray more and to praise you more. It's in Jesus' name and by his authority that we pray. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning, and remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time.
My soul has all found relief. Yeah.